Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Literally Just Airplanes. I'm trying to figure out, this is a random thing, I'm trying to figure out a different name for the podcast. It is literally just airplanes, but I would like to know just another example of a good podcast name. I am stuck in the mud with that one. If you guys have anything, let me know. I would like to get some opinions in here. Because, you know, I tell you, there's some times where it's like, I like the name, and there's sometimes it's like, what? Other than that, let's get started today. And I'm super excited, and I can't even fathom how excited I am, because I've been playing Ace Combat 7 like crazy. And I was a huge fan of the Ace Combat series games when I was a kid. And when I got Steam and my new laptop, I was like, yeah, I gotta get Ace Combat 7 again. So beat Ace Combat 7 on all the difficulties, play multiplayer a lot, and, there's one airplane that always popped in my mind, like, I always forget it, like, I really know my military aircraft, and that one's gonna be the Sukhoi Su-34, the fullback. It is a weird-looking airplane, but man, this thing is an anti-ground type aircraft. And that, before I get started, thank you to Spotify and Anchor for still giving me a chance to post these episodes. Hopefully I'll get some more supporters over the time. Promote a lot of people's work, and I just like promoting people. I really don't want to charge people for that. I don't mind that. But as long as I get people that I can promote out there, I really don't care. But other than that, before I go on a rant about that, this is a series about all military aircraft, and I feel like it's, when I did the World War II one a while ago, and when I did the large aircraft that did not make it episodes, it got a lot of praise. So I was like, okay, some people like to hear the military stuff, so let's get started. And today is part one of the military jets, and it's going to be on the Sukhoi Su-34. All right, let's get started on it. So the Su-34, man, it's a weird airplane. The picture will be posted on the image. But if you look at it, man, it is a weird-looking airplane. It is a, it's not like you think of like a front back. It's literally, you're sitting left to right of the co-pilot and pilot. You know, of course, the Sukhoi Su-34, or fullback as it's commonly known as, is a dedicated fourth-generation two-seat fighter bomber. So yeah, it is comparing itself on the Russian front to like an A-10 sort of style. It is also part of the Flanker series of air dominance fighters for the Russians. And there have been a lot of them shot down, of course, in Ukraine. But that's a whole other topic. But it is also a multi-role variant. It's navalized. You can take off from aircraft carriers. And then you have the Su-35, which is the longer range. It entered service in 1984. Although it shares many similarities with the 27 and is based on its aircraft design, 34 is considered an entirely unique aircraft design due to its extensive modifications. And it really is a weird-looking airplane. I can't stress that enough. It is weird. The 34's nose portion has been modified to make room for cutting-edge, multi-mode, phased array radar that can either follow the ground or avoid it. So what it means by that is, like, you know, you're going to have updated space, so you can actually, there's easier to see out of the cockpit. You can see your stuff, you can see your targets, you can see the enemy easier. You can really see the playing field. Now, the problem with this is, what I see as a mechanic is the drag. You know, you're going to widen the airplane, so you're going to add more weight to it, and it's going to create more drag. But what they did, they added larger fuel tanks, which, you know, I would have too. You know, the center boom of the tail has been modified to accommodate a radar system that can scan the area behind the ship. Well, that makes sense, because it's gonna need all that area of ground support to be able to check everything. You don't want just an airplane that can scan just one half of the area. So, of course, it's outfitted with two ejection seats. Of course, they were designed in Moscow. Now, the cool thing about this is the systems. The Urals optical mechanical plant really put in effect about the avionics and the systems that come into this. It's got an infrared front. It's got electronic countermeasures, and its phased array radar system are both supplied by Russian it's hard to pronounce the name, but it starts with Lenitz, which I'm assuming is out of St. Petersburg. Now, to get to the nitty-gritty stuff, the weapons. So every guy, you know, or woman that likes to talk about military aircraft, they talk about the weaponry. And with 180 rounds of ammo and literally a 0.3 cannon, millimeter cannon, this thing is designed to be a ground striker. You know, it's not a dogfighter, it's a ground striker. You know, it's got 10 hard points, which is insane. It can hold unguided bombs, it can hold rockets, air-to-air, air-to-surface, anti-ship, anti-radiation missiles. It's also got a target designator, too. Now, we can go in depth with the different types of missiles and all the long-range missiles and stuff like that. The coolest thing about this, in my opinion, is the fact that it's got those cannons, those 0.3-millimeter cannons. You know, that, and it can fire at ranges up to, if not easily, like 500 to 700 feet. So, I mean, accurately, that's very good. And then we're going to go up to the roles. The roles: air-to-air combat, fighter interception, ground attack, special mission, anti-submarine warfare. Now, that's a big one. I don't give stress enough of what it is, but there's anti-submarine warfare, being able to track down subs, track down ships, and get that taken care of on an easy designation, getting, you know, taking out these aircraft. Now, the Su-34 has been really pushed down because it's not a popular fighter, but it is. I mean, there's a modernized variant, the Su-34M. You know, it is a flanker. It's designed for ground striking. Now, the problem with a lot of these information sites about this airplane, or even information books about this airplane, it stops at a certain point, and it really irritates me because as a mechanic, I would love to look at everything. So that was just more of a document being like, okay, this is what the airplane is, this is what it really needs. Now we're going to go to the nitty-gritty stuff that I like to talk about, the specifications. All right, the coolest thing about this are the engines. Those engines are really, really, really interesting engines. They're the, I can't pronounce it, Yulka AL-31s. They're, of course, turbofans. And they produce up to 30,000 pound force of thrust. That's pretty impressive considering that it's a strike fighter. The service ceiling is at 50,000, basically. And its fuel economy is pretty impressive for how much drag it creates. Remember what I said earlier? A larger tank creates more fuel, but also creates more weight. So then when you talk about weight, your rate of climb is literally 45,275 feet a minute, or 230 meters a second. Now, the takeoff distance is about 4,100 feet. Landing distance is about almost 7,000 feet. So you're really putting perspective the heaviness of this airplane. Now, if you look at this 34, it was, of course, designed by Sukhoi Design Bureau. I would love to be able to sit down with the engineers that design the Sukhois, especially the Flanker series, because it's like everyone hates them because they're Russian their airplanes. They're designed in Russia, but the technology behind them is fascinating. You know, the video games don't do its justice of how these airplanes look and how they fly and how they do Cobra maneuvers and all that stuff. Of course, it was exported to a bunch of countries, Algeria, China, of course, Syria, Kazakhstan, and Vietnam. Now, they were sent over there as different names. The name thing can kind of get really annoying after a while because there's so many, like I said, there are so many Flanker models of this airplane. There's so many Flankers. But Sukhoi has literally designed so many really, really cool airplanes that I can go in depth forever describing the Sukhois. I would like to go in depth with all the Sukhois, and then you have the MiGs, you know, and the Aleutians. There's so many Russian airplanes you can really get into. Now, the really cool thing about the Su-34, too, after seeing videos and seeing it fly and all that, is I've always really enjoyed the paint schemes of all the. It's not really in depth with the airplane, but the blue camo, of course, they really like putting the blue interiors of the airplanes in their cockpits and stuff. But if you really look at the airplane, I would love to go. It is huge. Just from seeing videos and pictures, inside the airplane is huge. And it gives you kind of perspective. I mean, it does have a freaking sit-down toilet back there. What kind of fighter jet has a sit-down toilet in the back? Usually it's just, you're just pissing in your uniform, pissing in the G-suit. I mean, you can't really go more in depth with the airplane. I would love to see it in person, but they're usually at Russian air shows, and good luck trying to go to Russia right now. So that's really on this the Sukhoi Su-34. I can really go more in depth with it, but that's really what it is. Now, if you really want to, if we really want to continue on the Sukhoi series, I say let's do it. Let's move on to the Su-33. All right, the Su-33 is the Flanker D model. Now, like the 34, this one is kind of a multi-role airplane, but the difference is you have front to back. Now, I'm pretty sure this is a single-seater. And, yeah, it's a single-seater. Flies. It uses 2x2 AL31F afterburning turbofans, so you got more turbofans. The power is just a little less than that, and the cruise speed is about 756 knots. Now, this is where things get kind of cool. Of course, it's more of a naval airplane, multi-role naval airplane. It's got the folding winglets to fit on aircraft carriers. Now, the really cool thing about the 33 compared to the 34 is the top speed is, man, the top speed is a lot higher than the 34. And its armaments are less than the 34, but it is also considered more of a multi-role interceptor type airplane. The weights on it, you know, the weight you're looking at, max takeoff weight is 72,000 pounds. That's pretty heavy for a multi-role, but also you got to think of consideration that it's got to be around that to be able to take down the airplanes it's dogfighting against. I mean, that's really all I can go in depth with the Su-33, but that's the Su-33. All right, let's keep going. I'm going to not try to overdrive everyone, but I'm going to keep going through some Russian jets. This one, okay, so this airplane is really cool looking. It's sad that it was more of an experimental, and there was only one ever developed, and that's the Su-47. The Berkut or the Firkin. So the Berkut comes from the Golden Eagle, which is a symbol of the Russian Empire. Yeah, it is like straight up like Russian. Now, this thing has different turbofans. It's got two turbofans. It's way faster, 1,200 knots. And the approach speed is a lot higher. But the service ceiling is 60,000 feet. So you're really looking at an interceptor, straight up interceptor. Even though in video games, this is considered a multi-role. But if anything flies higher than that, it is an interceptor, especially how fast it goes. The dimensions, has got one seat, and the weights, you're looking at 74,956 pounds for max takeoff weight. But man, if you ever see a picture of this thing, it's got a V-shaped wing. It's not like the Delta wing, it's an inverted swept wing. So it faces forward like a V. I think only one was ever developed, and it's kind of sad because it's a really cool looking airplane. This unusual layout creates unprecedented levels of stability and control at high angles of attack or when flying very close to the ground or water, but makes it difficult to fly fast enough to maintain altitude. I can see that. And that's why I feel like the JSF program really just kind of threw it out of its eyes and was like, yeah, it's kind of pointless. But it is a really cool looking airplane. And it would be really cool to see it in person. But like I said, it's Russian, so good luck trying to see it. There's only a few type of Russian airplanes that you will be able to see on U.S. soil. So we're going up to the OG, one of the OGs of ground attack, and that is the Su-24 Fencer. Now, this one is kind of interesting because it's kind of got the same ideal like the Tomcat, where the wings will fold at speeds to determine the speeds. Now, the Su-27 is interesting because it's got 2x2, it's got Yoka turbojets. So it doesn't have turbofans, it got turbojets. So you're also inducing more fuel, and it can't fly as far. Now, this thing has been in many different types of combat scenarios. It has been in Iraq, it's been in Iran. Of course, it's been with the Russians. It fought in Afghanistan, it's bombing. It has been replaced, though, of course, by the fullback. But, I mean, everyone knows what this airplane is, the Fencer. Even the Su-25, people know what the Frogfoot is. So the Fencer was his predecessor, and it was one of the best third-generation fighters ever made by Russia. And sadly, when it was replaced, it still uses trainers in Russia. Very interesting. Now we're going to look at one of my personal favorites, the Frogfoot. The Su-25 Frogfoot is a ground attack aircraft originally developed by the Soviet Union. The aircraft was designated for close air support against tanks, armored vehicles, and other ground targets. It definitely has some anti-ship capabilities too for naval aviation. This also has turbojets, Tamansky Ardent 195s. It has, of course, aircraft glass cockpit, so it does have avionics, upgrade avionics for its time. Now, the armament is what is crazy, because if you ever play the game Project Wingman, you can carry a lot of weapons on this thing. And it has been used extensively by the Syrian Air Force in Syria, so we know that it's been seen by a lot of troops over there. The fuel economy is really low, of course, it's a turbojet. You're only getting about 1.39 nautical miles per gallon. And with a top speed of 950 kilometers for cruise, it can kind of kick your butt with speed. And probably an easy target for a lot of these guys. I can go in depth with all the Sukhois. Of course, you have the Sukhoi Su-26, the Flankers, the Su-29s. I'm going to skip ahead and go to one of my favorite ones that just came out, the Su-57 Felon. Now, as people may know, this was in Top Gun Maverick. No spoilers, but it wasn't Top Gun Maverick. It was the enemy plane. Now, this airplane is a Gen 5 airplane. So it's way ahead of its time. It's to compete against the F-35s, the F-22s. And it was designed by an engineer named Alexander Davidenko. It's a stealth roll fifth generation jet. It actually started around the same time as the F-35 in 2002, but if it first flew in January 2010. And when these pictures came out of what it looked like, man, people were starting to get scared because of how big and how it can really affect the stealth and the generation of flying. Now, the one thing that it can do that scares a lot of people is how high it flies. It can go up to 66,000 feet, and that's cruising speed. Now, the one cool thing about this airplane that I like is the way it's designed. It's a little fatter than the F-22, and it's got more of a sleeker design, a fatter design in the back. I can only imagine this thing coming up behind you and having strong armament. I really would like to see it up close in person. Especially the two-shaft afterburner turbofans with the thrust vectors makes it highly ideal for dogfighting. I really don't think they're going to be able to fly these really soon. They probably are flying them around Alaska and in Siberia and out there. But the armament is crazy. It's basically can go against 12 hardpoints, autocannons, several missiles, air-to-air missiles, surface missiles, anti-ship missiles, anti-radiation missiles. Of course, it's got state-of-the-art avionics. It can really pack a punch against any type of dogfighting airplanes. Now, I don't know about you, but the Sukhois are probably one of the coolest Russian airplanes. There's too bad there's not that many simulators out there you can fly them as, more of arcade-style games like Ace Combat and Project Wingman. I personally find them to be really, really cool. Now, I could go in-depth more with these airplanes, but I think I covered a lot of these in the 20 minutes. Which one is your favorite? Do you like the Su-57? Do you like the Su-34? Do you like the Su-37? Like the Su-27? There's so many of them. You can go in depth with so many. You can go with the older ones, the Frogfoot and the Fencer. I would like to see a simulator where you can really fight against ground targets with these. And there's plenty of YouTube videos out there to see them. But really, all in all, that's really about it with these airplanes. I think this series is going to be good. I'm going to go up with the Sukhois. The next one I'll probably go with is probably going to be the French stuff, the Dassault, with the Rafale and the Mirage. Maybe add in some other stuff in there too from French that really no one really talks about. I'm going to start off with Russian airplanes. Then I'm going to go to Rafale. I'm going to go with French. Probably go towards the American stuff because everyone knows about the American airplanes, the F-15s, the F-16s, F-18s, F-22s, F-35s. You can go on and on about that. But I want to talk about airplanes that people really haven't heard of that much. A lot of people have heard of Russian airplanes, but they're not really brought up that much in this society, even with how much stuff is going on right now in Ukraine and Russia. There's plenty of videos of Su-34s getting shot down. There's plenty of videos of captured Ukraine ones that are shooting down Russian ones. I personally like the MiG-29. Not because of the Ghost of Kiev, but because the MiG-29 was designed to go up against the F-15. Man, the MiG-29 is a sweet-looking airplane. I might have to do a special episode about that, and I really cannot wait to do that. And if you look at my picture, my new logo that I updated, it is a picture of a Flanker type airplane. And I saw that, and I was like, oh, that's really cool. If I get hate for it, it's an airplane, for Pete's sakes. It's not me trying to consider me being pro-Russian at all. And heck, a lot of these airplanes are freaking part of the Ukrainian military now that were captured. So, all in all, thank you guys for listening. This was a great episode. I feel like we've captured a lot of aviation stuff, and I cannot wait to go more in depth in the next episodes. Next couple days are going to be pretty busy for me. We'll see how things go. If I have time, I might do one in the car again. If not, we'll see you guys later. Thank you guys for listening, and have fun, and enjoy your days. Thank you.